Ladies and gentlemen, the Continental Broadcasting Corporation, Hollywood, California, brings to you once again the Daffydils, Duke Atterbury and Ken Gillum, the light-headed laugh makers of the air. Raised in a nut factory and ready for any emergency, we suggest, of course, that our audience be equally as cautious, for anything may happen. All right, boys, the keeper says go.
Positively hello, ladies and gentlemen. The two Daffydils open their period of insanity at this time by presenting...
Ken Gillum is the name, the Ken Gillum. That funny fellow with the puzzling riddle. And now at no cost to you whatsoever, you will hear probably the funniest riddle of your long career. Can you tell me why...
I'm sorry, but I just stepped out of the room. The first number, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, now that you are back, I'll continue with the riddle, said he. Think hard and then tell me. What has 16 legs, 4 quarts of jewelry, sings like a canary, and feeds on millionaires?
That is good. Now I'll tell one.
No, go on, tell me. What is it, Duke?
I don't know. What is it?
8 Follies Chorus Girls.
I bet the answer's funny.
You don't get it.
I don't want it.
Well, get an earful of this one then, Duke. What is it that is purple, has red suspenders, pink feathers in its nose, barks like a catfish, will walk a mile for a giraffe, and 4 out of 5 have them?
I give up.
That's what I did.
Oh, would anyone else like a nice cup of hot fish? Next you will hear, if you are careless enough to stay tuned in after that last gag, a song, a very pretty song, a song entitled, If at First You Don't Succeed, Add a Few Raisins. You'll probably get a big kick out of this number. The song is being sung by our own Screwy Gillum. Try and enjoy him if you can. He may not be with us long. He has his application in at this time for the world's softest job, shadowing Paul Whiteman. Presenting Ken Gillum.
Thousands of years ago and maybe more, out on an island on a lonely shore, Robinson Crusoe landed one fine day, no rent to pay and no wife to obey. Oh, his good man Friday was his only friend, he didn't borrow or lend. They built a little hut, lived at old Friday, but Saturday night it was closed. Oh, where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night they would start out to roam, and on Sunday morning they'd come staggering home on this island of wild men and cannibal women. And where there are wild men, there must be wild women. So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Oh, where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night they would start out to roam, on Sunday morning they'd come staggering home. Now on this island of wild men and cannibal women, where there are wild men, there must be wild women. So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? It's your mother and my mother, too.
Not a bad song, Ken. It seems to have gone over, too. You know, 7 people called up and said they liked it very much.
7 people called up and said they liked the song. That's great, Duke. Who were they?
Your mother and father and your 5 brothers and sisters. Next, friends of the Daffydils, both of you, we are presenting one of our famous Daffydil blackouts. It is entitled Just Force of Habit. The conversation takes place between a taxicab driver and his passenger at the end of their trip. The blackout commences. 85 cents, sir.
You mean $1.85.
No, sir, just 85 cents. 15 cents for the first quarter of a mile and 5 cents for each additional quarter. And I only brought you from...
Never mind that, driver. I can read, and it's $1.85.
Well, mister, I don't like to argue, so if you want it that way, I'll take the dollar for a tip. But 85 cents is all you owe me.
See here, my man, if there's any question about it, you can take it up later. But I say I owe you $1.85 without the tip.
Okay, mister, but it only reads 85.
You must be blind, driver. There it is, as plain as day, $1.85.
Mister, it's your eyes that don't see those figures straight. Say, what business are you in?
I read meters for the gas company.
Ta-da! Ken Gillum now offers you a piano solo. Of course, you don't have to accept it. You can always tune out. However, I know it'll be very good because he told me that it would. Presenting Ivory-Headed Gillum at the Ivories. Thank you. Pardon me, Ken, but where did you learn to play the piano like that?
Why, Duke, I learned to play by correspondence.
I thought probably you did. Too bad, isn't it, that so many of your lessons were lost in the mail?
Oh, that's very unkind.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present our own Professor Ignatz, the man who sees all and knows nothing. Send in your problems to the professor. He will answer them no matter how difficult. Remember, the professor is the man who first brought to light the startling fact that you don't have to be a medium these days in order to get spirits by rapping on the table. Presenting the man who sees all and knows nothing, Professor Ignatz.
Step over here, Professor. Not too many bows. That's it. Right over here, Professor. That's fine.
Greetings, Professor. I am glad to see you have your thinking cap on. You have several puzzling questions to answer at this time. The first question in this group is from a party who signs his initials J.H. Dear Professor Ignatz, how can I keep my pants from bagging at the knees?
Walk backwards.
Walk backwards. Your advice is so simple, Professor, so simple but so effective. The next question is from a troubled wife. She signs her initials G.J. Dear Professor, my husband's weakness is blondes. Please tell me how I can keep him from flirting with them.
Move to Africa.
Move to Africa. What a great suggestion, Professor, and so practical. The next question is from a worried party who signs their initials D.F. Dear Professor, I find myself smoking too many cigarettes and it is making me so nervous that my hand shakes. What shall I do?
Learn to play a mandolin.
Learn to play a mandolin. Well, after all, I guess that answer is as good as any. Now, the last question for you to answer at this time is from a man who signs his initials YK. Dear Professor Ignatz, I consider you a very intelligent man. Tell me, what are you in favor of, the companionate marriages or the old-fashioned unions?
I can't stand those old-fashioned unions. They make me scratch all over.
They make you scratch all over. Well, goodbye, Professor. We'll be seeing you again soon, probably too soon. Just to break the monotony, Ken Gillum will dust off the ivories once again. This time he is playing that ever-popular ballad we all love so well entitled, If You Can't Make Both Ends Meet, Make One Vegetable. Ladies and gentlemen, you were to hear the Star Spangled Banner, but we don't think you would stand for it. So instead you will hear...
Pardon me, Duke, for butting in this way, but I just heard a pip. Did you hear the one about the Scotchman who frothed at the mouth so he wouldn't have to buy any shaving cream?
No, but I heard the one about the Scotchman who went into the 5-and-10-cent store and asked for the furniture department.
Boy, is that funny. But tell me, did you ever hear the one about the Scotchman who hung a package of cigarettes on the ceiling so his wife could get slender reaching for them? Did you hear that one?
That is very funny, and I haven't heard it lately. But tell me, did you hear how they stopped the crime wave in Scotland?
No, Duke, how did they do it?
By charging for room and board in the jails.
Oh.
Boy, is that a smart one. I don't think so either. But speaking about Scotch gags, the funniest one I've heard lately is the one about the Scotchman whose friend gave him a rabbit's foot for good luck, and the Scotchman took it home and cooked it.
Oh.
That's the one that ruins me.
Yeah, cooked it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you ever hear the Scotch song I wrote?
No, what's the name of it, Duke?
It's entitled, I'd Give $1,000 to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, well, well, well. A millionaire?
Yeah. I know this and I know that, oh, I know everything. I know why a fish can't fly and why a goat can't sing. There is nothing I don't know, gosh, ain't I a wow. I didn't try but found out why cats all say meow.
Oh, a little bird told me so. Don't be absurd, just take my word, a little bird told me so. Why does a chicken cross the road? So you've heard that before. Every time I hear that gag, gee, but I get sore. There is just one reason why the chicken leaves its home. Why they just go across the street to use the rooster's comb. Oh, a little bird told me so. A little bird told me so. Must have eggs for having eggs. A little bird told me so.